It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Time to jump into a trending report. Before we get to anything, I guess we have to. No, we do. We must have to acknowledge that it's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to everybody who served. Celebrating it now for over 100 years, you guys.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well deserved, too.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for your service. A lot of freebies today, including free coffee at Starbucks, free donut at Dunkin', some free red, white, and blue pancakes at IHOP.
Mm.
Buffalo Wild Wings has some deals, Applebee's and Chili's, and the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
To thank a service member today. So hop online and find all those deals and take advantage of them. And I always say, put out your American flag on days like this, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So thank you to all of our vets out there. Katie, what's going on locally?
Well, if you are in the market to go chop down your own Christmas tree.
Murder a tree?
Now is the time. Excuse me. You can get your permit.
Sick.
It's Monday. Just getting back up to speed. So thanks, Jer. You can get your permit to cut down a Christmas tree at all kinds of national forests throughout Colorado. So if you're in the mood to go do just that. When I lived over in Grand Junction, it was like a rite of passage. Like, people were very proud that they could go up on the mesa and chop down a tree and drag it back down. Because that's the thing. Like, chainsaws, I don't know if you knew about this. Chainsaws are not allowed. You have to go up there with a handsaw. With a saw.
Sharpen it up.
You're like Paul Bunyan.
You have to earn that tree. They're not going to let you get it down easy. So if you are in the market, there are all kinds of places that you can go chop down a tree. And you can go to Colorado Parks and Wildlife's website to see all of the places that you can do that. But it's like $35 to get your permit, so it's not too bad.
Don't forget the twine, so you can twine it up to the top of your Subaru as you drive home.
And Subaru. Jerry, you're so Mr. Outdoorsy. I cannot believe you haven't done this.
Because I like the trees when I go outside, Josh. I don't want to murder them.
Millions and millions and millions of trees.
I know they're designated areas.
And this also helps them clear it out. You know, because your dad was a firefighter, so he has to be on board with being able to clear the trees.
I'm so shocked.
Yes.
I cannot believe it.
It's a big part of it.
My dad was also, as you mentioned, a firefighter, and he told me the dangers of having a dry, flammable tree in your living room.
Yeah, also that.
Don't light your cigarettes near the tree, Jerry. You'll be fine. No worries.
You'll be just
in electricity. It's all good.
That's all good. Also, another local story, and this one's pretty funny because another Colorado person has been banned from a national park.
Oh, what happened?
A Colorado Springs man can no longer go to Yellowstone National Park because he was caught going off the path. He's a 62-year-old man from Colorado Springs, and apparently, up at he was in... Gosh, this is very, very light. He was in Yellowstone, obviously. That's where he was. But he went off the beaten path. Yeah. So they caught him kind of doing his own thing up there, and he's going to be facing some jail time, huge fine. Like, this is a big deal. And
you don't
people
do that.
Seem to
you know
think,
people die. When they, like, you go off the path, you die.
That's
like,
why.
That's
fall into those bubble pits.
So that happened. There was a kid that did this a couple years ago, and they could never recover his body because it's in a boiling pit.
Sank
and
down
it
to
just
the
you just you sink and die.
Oh, God.
Do not go off the paths, people. Come on. They're there for a reason.
And he pled guilty. Obviously, he knew he was doing something wrong. But, yeah, they're not just going to say, well, please don't come back. I mean, this man is now facing a fine, jail time, and all kinds of stuff because he wanted to push the
limit. Because he's a jackwagon.
Yeah, kind of,
he's
right?
He's an idiot. That's what he is.
We are so lucky we get to explore this kind of stuff. And don't ruin it for everybody.
Yeah.
That's like those people. There's videos that surface every year of Yellowstone. People being like, let me go straight towards that buffalo because it's fluffy and I want to go pet
selfie.
It. Don't go towards a buffalo, people.
No. They don't want you to pet them.
No.
That's how we thin our herd, guys. That's how we thin our herd.
That's
like thinning the trees.
That's their version of cutting down the trees.
It's like how we do it. I guess the other big local story from the weekend, I do have some audio of that final kick from the Broncos game. Here
you go. No.
Blocked.
You made us win.
Sorry. Did you hear that the Chiefs won, guys?
The great Kevin Harlan.
You remember that this
call,
weekend
baby?
When the Chiefs won at that 1 second mark at the very end of the game there? You remember that?
That was.
So we were glued to the game. Nick Nack was glued to the game. And I popped in for the last, I don't know, 20 minutes of it. And we were talking about it. I was like, oh, they're going to get it down to 1 second. And they did. And they're like, I was like, they're going to kick it and go for it. And I immediately said to Nick Nack before the kick, I was like, they're going to find a way to F this up.
Yep.
And I use the actual F word.
They
I go, watch this.
Yeah.
they handled the game. The Broncos handled the game perfectly. They used the last 5 minutes
Perfect.
And 53 seconds of that quarter, the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Dwindled it down to 1 second left. What, a 28, 30-yard field goal? I was like, this
easy
is
peasy.
A chip shot. We're winning. This is nothing. And I watch, and Doink. I just go, I'm not even a Broncos fan, but yeah. I felt the pain in every, because I do not like the Chiefs, but I felt the pain in every Bronco Denverites fan, fandom there. And I was like, people are, they're going to be crying today.
Yeah. Nick-Nack teared up a little bit.
Absolutely.
That does not surprise me.
I was out with dinner with my baby Nana after the game, and we were at a pho restaurant, and it was like, you see the steam from everything, right? Like, it was so just, it was such a lovely moment. And then some Chiefs fans walked in and just sucked all the fun out of that restaurant so quick, steam and all. Like, it was like, change the whole mood of the place.
Oh, they gloat like none
other. And they didn't even say anything.
They don't have to.
I'm not a huge fan and everything, and I watched the very end, and I was like, just kind of like, you know, I wasn't surprised. But when Patrick Mahomes went running out on the field with his arms spread behind him going,
he had a horrible game, by the way.
I wanted to punch him in the face.
You wanted to clothesline him.
I would straight up punch him in the face. And then run away like a little girl.
Right.
And then he would catch me. And then he would catch me because he's a professional athlete. And then he would pound me.
Have you seen him, though? He's famous for the dad bod. He might not catch you.
He would catch me. I have a feeling he'd catch me.
About the Chiefs, too. They've had so many games that they've won by the skin of their teeth. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like this.
This is why I think they're rigged.
Yeah. This one, you really thought that the Broncos were going to have it.
I think they're rigged.
What's the. Josh was saying off the air, what's the Taylor Swift connection to this? Wasn't there something with this?
Well, she's just. Oh, yeah. Okay.
With the refs.
Sarah Thomas, one of the referees yesterday on the field, was caught FaceTiming Taylor Swift with her family ahead of the game. And she made a couple questionable calls during that game that directly led the Chiefs getting a first down on a fourth down play and extending drives throughout the game and ultimately winning that game. That I was like, this is a little iffy. This is it all comes back. There's the whole joke about the NFL being scripted. There's the script. Yeah. I don't know if it's as big of a joke as people make it out to be. There's a lot of times where teams lose, and I'm like, they had no business losing that game.
So the speculation is the ref was in cahoots with
Taylor. The ref was in cahoots with Taylor, and Taylor was at the game yesterday.
She was.
So Miss Sarah Thomas was like, I cannot allow the Chiefs to lose this game. Mm. And there were a couple calls that I watched that game where I was like, that is not a penalty. That's not a penalty. And that's my conspiracy theory for the day. I just don't think that
There might be something to it.
She was on FaceTime with Taylor, and she's quoted saying, make sure you get the screenshots with my family. Like, there's quotes of her talking to Taylor being like, oh my gosh, this is so cool, Tay-Tay, my family's watching. So that's interesting.
One more thing about this dumb Broncos game, and then we'll move on. The second most annoying thing during the game was Travis Kelce's stupid new haircut.
He's trying out a lot of styles.
What a stupid haircut.
Tay-Tay's got him trying out a lot of styles. He had the shaved head and the mustache.
I wanted to punch him in the face, too.
Now he's going
to
down.
Run away like a little girl and then
stupid
have
hair.
Him catch me and beat me down.
He would catch you. Now that guy would catch
you. He doesn't have a dad.
I'd get a good sucker punch in, though. And then
he'd carry you over his shoulder.
He would.
Put me down. Your hair is stupid.
Oh, that's how it would all go down, you guys. All right, enough football crap. We could squeeze some more stuff in here. This story here says two beloved restaurant chains are joining forces in the U.S. First location is going to be in Texas. So you got to go down to Texas. But they say if this goes well, you're going to find it all over the country. IHOP and Applebee's.
Yes.
It's a concept right now where half the restaurant is an IHOP, half of it is Applebee's. You down? You down? You
what
down?
Are they gonna call
down the
it?
Clown. Heck
it's
yeah.
Just
Apple Hop.
Apple Hop.
Or Ibees.
I Happlebees.
I Happlebees is pretty good. I Hopplebees.
I Hopplebees.
You can go in and get yourself some pancakes and some baby back ribs if you want.
Dollar
Long Island.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
When
and
I
an
did,
omelet.
Yeah, when I partook, man, their drink specials at Applebee's, you can't beat that. The Brutus beers are like so tall. And then I would always get a side of green olives with my beer.
Mm. Yum. Jerry, you
so
love
good.
Applebee's and all people.
Right?
He
doesn't know the story about Applebee's.
And what's going on with Applebee's?
So before Nick Nack, I was dating a young lady for, I don't know, 3-4 years or whatever.
Okay.
It was, you know, we were young. But she ended up... cheating on me with the bartender at an Applebee's.
Oh, no. She liked his happy hour.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She liked his, what was the name of the beer? Yeah.
The Brutus.
She liked his Brutus.
And also his dollar Long Island.
No.
It's okay, Jerry.
It was his Short Island.
Yeah.
It was,
oh, yeah,
way
it
shorter. Was.
But you ended up with Knick Knack.
I got Knick Knack out of it. Exactly. So I can't even imagine being with Applebee's girl.
Applebee's girl.
What else is going on? I guess during a Sabrina Carpenter show at the Chase Center on Saturday night, a woman allegedly squatted in the pit area and urinated over the floor.
What?
Yeah, there's a video of people standing around the wet floor where it supposedly happened. Cuts to pictures of people holding their phones with the message, "I got peed on in the pit," to see Sabrina Carpenter.
You know what? Those lines are long, and once you make it to the pit, you don't want to leave. Your spot will get taken.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's the adult
diaper. Y'all don't even know. You don't even know about those lines for the ladies' restroom.
Oh, no, we
you
know.
Don't
we've
even
seen
know.
We see
you don't
seen
know them. What it's like being in it, though. Like,
I don't want to know.
I don't kind of don't blame this girl for peeing in the pit.
That's what I'm saying. You need to all circle back what we talked about a few days ago. You got to get the adult diapers.
Yeah, that's what the girls were doing at the Tay-Tay concert.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she needs to invest in.
Sabrina Carpenter has blown up like I have not seen. Like, last year at this time, she could have been doing, like, the Bluebird Theater or something.
No, she played Mission Ballroom last March, and her tickets were, like, $20.
And
now
she's, like,
cannot...
on a world tour. Yeah. It is ridiculous how quickly she has blown up.
She is just phenomenal.
Yeah, she's great. People are peeing in lines.
I know.
Peeing in the pit.
They're
peeing in the pit.
They're dying to get there and urinate at her concert.
That's my rap name, Pee in the Pit.
Let me give you one more thing before we do clickbait. There's a pickle enthusiast going viral this morning because I guess she had a gnarly reaction after attending Picklesburg, the annual pickle-themed festival in Pittsburgh. Here's just a taste of the audio. Oh, God, I don't know how people watch all this on TikTok. But here you go.
Oh, my God.
We're big pickle people. I love pickles.
How do people watch that? Like, how does that happen?
Not my favorite part about being from Pittsburgh.
Gosh. Anyway, somewhere along the line, she had a bad pickle.
Oh, no.
She has ballooned up, and there's pictures of her all over the soch. This morning, where her eyes are like swollen shut.
Oh my
and
gosh.
They say doctors haven't been able to pinpoint the exact cause of the pickle allergy.
We can't pinpoint the pickle.
Can't pinpoint the pack of pickles that puckered her up. It's preposterous.
Oh my God.
It's so propaganda. Pickle propaganda.
She says she's not going to stop eating pickles, you guys. Pickles are my life.
Jeez, almost killed
her. Make your way to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/JeremyKatieJosh. We might want to talk about this as a bigger topic at some point. But there's this dating hack that's gone viral this morning. Caitlin's something or other all over the ticky-talky again. And her little trick to meeting men is going to Home Depot and basically acting confused. She walks around, looks for cute guys, and then asks them to help her buy what is needed to, like, hang a big picture on the wall. It was the video I posted. And she's like, "I don't really need help, but this is just how I go find a man." Katie, would you do it?
The only guy who's helping me is not looking like I want to marry him. That's the problem. Is the guy who comes and helps me has a limp. He's probably about a foot shorter than me.
Limpy guys need
smells
love
funny.
Too.
I know. The guy who helps me is not who I want
to
marry.
Guys can do that too, though. You just go to Target and look confused.
Yeah.
There you go. Go to a Target.
Yeah, like a Hobby Lobby or something.
Yes. Or any bookstore. A girl will help you. You'll
find
love.
Know how to read.
Yeah.
Anyway, find the video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Jeremy. Katie, Josh, for that. That's it, you guys. You're all up to date on trending here at Denver's Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.